Hello everyone and welcome to New Sextra Review. Today's product is the Emma 30.2 pound lightweight lifelike silicone sex doll, realistic sex doll with slim body from Aero Venus, which is the luxury spinoff brand from Love Nestle, which is a close partner of mine, and happy to be doing business with them. They make excellent, excellent silicone sex dolls, and this one is no exception with some caveats, but this is the first of their Aero Venus brand dolls that I'm reviewing, so let's jump into it. So the first thing you might notice is she only weighs 30 pounds and she's life size. You may be thinking like, wait, 30 pounds? That's usually like, you know, the smaller kind of petite anime body pillow dolls. And in fact, if you go to Love Nestle, just regular old Love Nestle, not Aero Venus, here's an equivalent of the Emma. Here you have the Vanessa, which is 65.92 pounds. And you know, look at the price, $8.89 for Vanessa at 65 pounds, and then we have $8.99 for Emma at only 30 pounds. And the detail work is amazing. Love Nestle / Aero Venus makes excellent high-quality dolls, great detail work. I love the composite material that makes it feel like a real person. And the lighter weight is definitely appreciated. And it's about the same price. I mean, like $10 difference is basically a rounding error. So yeah, you have essentially the same kind of doll, you know, big boobs, nice body, but half the weight for the same price. So it's pretty nice. Anyway, let's jump into the hands-on review.
All right, so here is Emma from Aero Venus, and obviously she looks very good in terms of realism. It may be hard to see because of the camera, but actually you can see these. See the veins? The skin looks absolutely flawless. You have pores, veins, all kinds of things. Like the thing is when you have a sex doll, it looks fake because it's too perfect. You know, human skin has all kinds of imperfections and whatnot. And they replicated that with the Emma doll here, including around the genitals, the nipples, has all kinds of detail. As far as how they made it light is, Love Nestle and Aero Venus dolls. Aero Venus is the luxury brand of Love Nestle. They use a composite material. So this isn't just completely silicone. There's kind of an inner core, which is a lighter, firmer material, but that's a good thing because it makes the doll feel like muscle instead of just a big block of rubber. So here's the thing, the Emma doll is only about 30 pounds. Now, most life-size dolls about this size are gonna be about 70 pounds. We're talking twice as much. So they've cut half the weight by using a lighter kind of inner material. I'm not 100% sure what the inner material is. I assume it's some kind of foam or plastic, but I don't know. Anyway, so the Emma doll, you're gonna have all the quality that you expect from Love Nestle or their new luxury brand, Aero Venus. The detail work is amazing. As far as the way the doll feels, it feels like a real person. It doesn't feel like a block of rubber. So, I mean, this is gonna be hard to communicate on camera, but when you squeeze her legs, it feels like muscle. When you push on her belly, it feels like a person. When you squeeze any part of her body, it's gonna feel real. It's not gonna feel like a block of rubber. Now, of course, the important parts are the vagina, the butt, and the boobs. So let's talk about those specifically. All right, so the boobs use what Love Nestle refers to as love boobs, and they're just very realistic. They have some kind of gel inside of them. So let me show you how they feel. See the squish? You can slap them around. They have good jiggle. Very realistic. They feel absolutely real. Nice, natural feeling. Very nice, perky boobs. No complaints about the boobs. And again, you can see the veins, you can see the discoloration, you can see all the little details in every kind of inch of the doll, and it's really amazing. All right, so one criticism I have of the Emma doll is it's a little stiff when it comes to adjusting. So for example, I'm going to lift her legs up to kind of show you the goods, and it takes a fair amount of strain to do so. Now, I do have rheumatoid arthritis, so that may be affecting my perception of how much strength it takes to, you know, move this doll. But this doll is actually pretty hard to to adjust. So let me show you. All right, so I apologize for that. It took so much work, I had to do it off camera. I had to really get in there just to bend the legs up. And again, this may be influenced by my rheumatoid arthritis, maybe, you know, that sort of thing. But it is a pain in the ass to, like, let me see if I can just spread the legs without too much effort. Okay, they spread fine, but man, just bending the legs up was quite the ordeal. Anyway, all right, let me show you her goods. I'm gonna tilt the camera and light down so you can see all the goodness going on. All right, so now her legs are spread, and so that's automatically going to spread her open, which obviously isn't incredibly realistic. And you can also see the color, like the vagina was colored, but it wasn't colored with the legs open. So when you open up the legs, the gaps in between the paint job become exposed, which is probably a little bit of an oversight. You can see the texture inside the vagina. So the vagina feels good. The butthole is also usable. You can't really see that too well now, but you can see the detail work around the vagina. Other than the gaps in color, like to solve this, just spread the legs when you paint it. That way the paint will get inside these grooves. When the legs are shut, you can't tell. When you spread the legs, you can see the where the paint didn't get in. But the paint job is otherwise really impressive. And you can see the detail work. Okay, so now Emma is bent over in the doggy style position, and let me show you her butt. And this comes to my big criticism of Emma. So here you see her butt. Now her butthole, fine, you know, detail work. In fact, no discoloration for the butthole. The butthole looks natural. And the doggy style, obviously her vagina is perfectly accessible from the doggy style position. So here's the thing, look at her, look how flat her butt is. That is a flat, flat butt. And here's the big one, all right? So I've reviewed several Love Nestle dolls, you know, over the months and years. And the one criticism I always have is the butt is too soft. The butt feels like boobs, it doesn't feel like a butt. So with the AeroVenus, this new luxury spinoff brand from Love Nestle, have they fixed the butt? Does the butt feel like a butt, or does the butt feel like boobs? And the answer is, they still feel like boobs. They have not fixed the butt. The butt is too squishy. You can grab and pull on the butt. It's too soft and squishy. It feels like boobs. It doesn't feel firm, which is weird because the legs feel super firm. So they just didn't put enough in. And also like the flatness, it doesn't look very attractive. So the butt feels too soft. It's simultaneously too soft, but there's not enough of it. Like if you're gonna make a butt feel like boobs, make it big enough so it's like a second pair of boobs. But in this case, there's just not enough there, but what is there is too soft. So if you're dating like a fit girl who's going to the gym all the time and keeps her body nice and you know, tight, her butt is gonna be like rock hard. You know, well, unless she's like relaxing, but it's going to feel firmer than this. But she's going to have a lot of muscle. So she's going to have like a nice, tight, strong butt. And poor Emma, she's got like a flat ass, but it's also soft. So it feels like a big ghetto booty, but it looks like a flat ass. So it's like the worst of both worlds. You don't get the aesthetics of the giant ass, but you get the softness of the giant ass, which isn't necessarily a good thing. So that's my one criticism for Emma, is her flat, overly soft ass. And this is something I've had a problem with Love Nestle for the whole time. Their butts are too soft, except for they make this one $200 butt and the butt feels fine for that toy. So they got it right. Like they got lightning in a bottle one time. With all the other dolls I've reviewed for them, the butts are too soft. So they need to go, I don't know what they need to do. They need to figure it out. I've literally been on like a podcast with someone from the company and told them this, and they said they would talk to their people, and apparently they still haven't figured out the secret. But that's my one criticism, is the butt is flat and too soft. So you got to pick a lane. Do you want giant soft ass, or do you want tight athletic fit ass? You got to pick one. You can't have soft, flat, athletic ass. Anyway, so Let's see how this looks on an anime body pillow. Okay, so here is Emma. She's on an anime body pillow. And as you can see, she's a little bit too big because Emma is life size. So if the torso was shrunk down a bit, it would be anime body pillow size, but they went with a more life-size size. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so you can just see how the doll is a little bit too big. It can work. Like if you have an anime body pillow and you want to pair the Emma torso with your anime body pillow, you absolutely can, but just be aware that it's gonna be a little on the big side, but it's fine because it doesn't necessarily have to match the picture. It's about how it feels. Now, personally, I find that life-size torsos, they feel better when you're using them, even if they don't match the picture on the body pillow. Because, you know, when you're using the doll, it's more about how it feels against your body than how it looks. So, and it's not like distractingly big. It just doesn't fit the picture 100%. It's a little bit on the more realistic life-size size as opposed to a smaller, scaled-down anime body pillow size. But you can absolutely use it with an anime body pillow. Anyway, let's flip her over and let's have a look on the other side. Okay, so here is Emma paired with an anime body pillow from the front. And again, her proportions don't 100% match up, but close enough. You can pair this with an anime body pillow. It's not going to match completely, but close enough. And because it's lightweight, it's only 30 pounds. It's about half the weight of a comparable life-size torso. It's going to be easier to move. See, one of the reasons why, if you see like guys who are into VR kind of waifus, they use blow-up dolls. Because when you're using a VR headset, it doesn't matter what it looks like because you can't see it anyway. And they prefer something lighter weight than something that looks realistic but is really heavy. Because when you're using VR, you know, you want to be able to move it around. This is a good compromise because it's lightweight. It's only 30 pounds. I mean, that's not like weightless, but it's not 70 pounds, which is the average weight for a lot of life-size torsos. So it's not too heavy. So you can use this with VR or use this more casually without having to really put your back into it type of thing.
Okay, so the bottom line for this doll is I definitely liked it. It was very difficult to pose. Like, you really have to, you know, strain to adjust the legs or the back. And again, that might be my rheumatoid arthritis, but it felt hard to adjust. So I would have appreciated if the joints were a little bit looser, especially since, you know, the reason to have tight joints on a doll is so you could stand up and pose it. But you're not going to do that with a torso. You're only going to do that if it's like a full-on doll with a head and everything. So there's no reason for the joints on a torso doll to be that tight and that hard to adjust. I understand you want the doll to hold its pose for like doggy style and whatnot, but that was just too much. That thing was like, you had to really put your back into it to bend the legs and in the torso. Maybe I just got like a weird model where the joints were just tightened up way too much. I'm not sure. And then of course the butt. The butt was very flat and yet still shockingly flabby and fat feeling and not like a nice tight athletic ass, which is what I think a butt should feel like, especially unless it's like a giant butt. Giant butts are fine, but that, you know, obviously she doesn't have one. So those are my only criticisms. I really can't complain about the 50% reduction in weight for literally the same price. You know, we're talking $8.99, whether you're getting a Love Nestle at 65 pounds or the Aero Venus at 30 pounds. So you might as well get the Aero Venus, save the weight, only 30 pounds. So it's not that heavy. See, the problem with most dolls, you have to lay them down because they're just so heavy. But with Emma, you can actually pick her up and like, you know, bounce her on you and, you know, like do more positions with her because she only weighs 30 pounds, which isn't that bad. So I'm a big fan of this. I actually think they should take this lighter weight technology and put it across the whole line. All the dolls they sell, I mean, cutting down half the weight, definitely appreciated. And it would go a long way to opening people up. Because some people have back problems or they're disabled. Maybe they don't have RA, but they have some other condition. And lifting 65 pounds is just out of the question. But if you could make them 30 pounds across the board, that's not a bad deal. So anyway, for my first Aero Venus, I'm impressed, but it doesn't feel like that much of a step up from Love Nestle. In fact, the price is about the same. So for a luxury spinoff brand, I kind of expected more, but maybe that was just me. Maybe I shouldn't have expected the moon. But I would like to see like a step up, especially when it comes to the butt. Like, I understand, you know, Love Nestle, the butts are kind of fat feeling and too soft. But, you know, when you say you're going to make a luxury brand, really step it up. Like, show me what you could do. But anyway, the Emma is great. I can't say enough about the weight reduction. Definitely appreciate it. Just the stiff joints are a problem, and the butt. The butt continues to be the biggest issue I have with Love Nestle. And other brands, like other doll brands I've tried, the butt feels fine. But for some reason, Love Nestle, other than the one butt that they made, in fact, what was it? Let me look that up. Let me show you the butt I'm talking about. It's the butt. Where is it? I guess it's in the $200 range. So it is this thing, the Naomi. So the Naomi, okay, this goes out to Love Nestle. Guys, listen up. Your Naomi butt, the 10-pound, $200 butt, the butt for this one feels good. This is what a butt should feel like. If you don't know what a butt feels like, just reach around, squeeze your butt, tell me if it feels like boobs or not. Chances are, it does not feel like boobs. And if you really, I don't know what you did with the Naomi butt feels good. But your other dolls have always had, like, their butts are too soft and too swishy and too stretchy. So whatever you did with the Emma or the Naomi, do with the Emma. All right? So there you go. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, AeroVenus/LoveNestle, for sending me this doll. Good work on cutting down the weight. Just fix the butts and loosen the joints a bit, and we'll be golden. We'll be absolutely golden. But for my first experience with AeroVenus, I am impressed. You guys did excellent work on the skin detail, the feel of the doll overall, other than the butt. But those couple issues, and then we'll be good to go. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Use the coupon code. I have a link with a coupon code. Save a little bit of money on the AeroVenus website. So make sure you use that. Anyway, this is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.